including an empty netter here that sealed the deal to give the Badgers the 3-0 victory. Well, we have a lot of accolades. We don't have any glazers. We don't have any donuts to hand out. But Ian certainly has some highlights to hand out, some awards to hand out, including our Everlight Solar Player of the Game. And you could save money, save the planet, start with Everlight Solar. Now, Ian, I know you have 3 stars in the game. Let's start with number 3 and build some drama up to number 1, the man you're going to hand the glazers on to. I am producing on the fly here. Let's build the drama. Who is your 3rd star of the game?
Ben Dexheimer.
Okay.
I mean, he, until that probably 3rd to last shift of the game, he took a beating, and you could see the frustration when he did it, but every time that the Badgers got in defensive zone trouble, he seemed to be able to find the puck, make a nifty little pass, skate it out, or in all frustration, just shoot it hard down the ice and get everybody out of trouble. To add to that, the beautiful pass that he made to Simon Tassi. I'm not saying that I would have been in a good situation, but I could have scored that goal that Simon Tassi did with the nice, beautiful pass that Ben Dexheimer put on his stick.
Right now, a bunch of Ian's former teammates are all falling off their couch or wheelchairs or walkers or whatever they've got out there
at this moment.
All right, so Ben Dexheimer, your 3rd star of the game. Who's number 2?
Number 2, David Cilia. I mean, it's big time to get... Obviously, 2 goals. One of them's empty net. There's another goal I could have scored.
That one I'll give you. That one I will give you, yes.
But David Cilia won some key draws, and I think the most important part is that from a mental standpoint, he's been frustrated. He keeps trying to make the perfect play, and on his 1st goal, all he did was turn, fire, and it went in the net. And it's like, okay, whew. You could just hear the oxygen coming out all the way up here. It was a big confidence booster for a guy like David Cilia, who, I'll be honest with you, I haven't seen anybody work that hard but become that frustrated because of his lack of scoring. I mean, let's be honest, he was, what, NCHC Player of the Year. He scored a gazillion goals, and he is frustrated. He was frustrated. This could basically take all the weight off of your shoulders and propel him into a better second half of the season with these 2 goals.
And he has now scored in back-to-back games,
correct,
including the 2 goals tonight. So certainly some feel-good vibes, even though there's 18 days between those 2 games. He can hopefully feel like he's on a bit of a roll. So you score 2 goals, you can only get to the number 2 star.
Yeah.
And that is because somebody is blocking him at number 1. Who is that?
I wonder how many times we're going to give Kyle MacLellan the 1st star of the game. And, you know, he was only had to be called on probably 5 or 6 times to be spectacular, but when he was called on to be spectacular, he was. He turned around, and a couple of those pad saves, point-blank shots by Air Force could have made the game 2-1 or 2-2 or whatever the case may be, but he just seems to be able to come up with the big save at the right time, and hopefully that's the big key for the Badgers for the rest of the season, because Kyle MacLellan, what, 27 saves?
Yeah.
27 saves. Nothing dents the twine, and you walk away with your, what, 5th shutout, 4th shutout?
4th shutout of the season, yeah. And it depends on what you believe on the stats. The stat sheet has either that he made 27 or 28 saves tonight. We're not sure which. And speaking of the stat sheet, on their 3 stars of the game, they reversed you. They gave Guy Blessing the 3rd star, Kyle MacLellan number 2 star, and number 1 star, David Cilia. But I like your car. Kyle MacLellan, not only did he get the shutout, but he made some big saves and some important saves when the Badgers were clinging to just a 1-0 lead.
It was amazing to me that all of a sudden there was a little bit of a lull, and Air Force just turned it on, and there was scrambles in front of the net, point blank shots, and out of nowhere this big left pad comes flying out of there.
Yeah.
And but I will also, I should give credit to the 6 defensemen who played on a regular basis, because when there was a second opportunity, they allowed him to see the puck and they allowed him to make the save, whereas probably in the first half of the season, those might have been chip-in goals or tip-in goals.
So, Kyle McClellan, our Everlight Solar player of the game. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. When we return here on the post-game show, we'll have Ian's energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Badgers win it 3-0. They're heading to the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off Championship game against Northeastern tomorrow night at 7:30, right back here at Five Serve Forum. We'll return in a couple of minutes. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
The football season is a non-stop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Badgers win it over Air Force 3-0 here at Fiserv Forum in the semifinal of the third annual Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. As our postgame show continues here in Milwaukee, we are stations across the Badger Radio Network at 10-second legal ID. 10 seconds. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Rob Ogle alongside Ian Perrin, joined now by Badgers associate head coach Todd Knott. And first of all, Coach, happy holidays. Congratulations on the victory tonight. When you get into these holiday tournaments and you have 18 days between games, there's always that first question, is rest or rust? What's it going to be like for the guys? How do you assess how the team came back after that layoff here tonight?
You know what? The obvious result, the win.
Right.
I really like to see that. And I did think we got better as the game went on. Give credit to Kyle, though. You can't say enough about him in the Nets right now and what he does for us early and has all season. More importantly than anything, to have him come back and get his confidence going right away again, I thought was very important. So kudos to him. Made the saves he had to early, and then I thought our top line drove us a little bit tonight with David Cilia. I thought Lucius was very good with Maddie. They had a not just the goals, but I just thought momentum. I thought they had a lot of end zone offensive time. And so something to grow with.
The game would have changed totally if Cruz would have scored on that first turnover that he had. And you could just see him going, what the did I just do? I missed. Yeah. I had the guy down, and I shot it in his pads. And when that's like a minute and 35 seconds into the game, all of a sudden the game changes back to we're going to play 5-on-5, and we'll both tighten up, all the rest, that kind of stuff. It's amazing how one turnover, one shot, one good play in the beginning of the period or the end of the period just changes momentum for the
everybody. Yeah, the ebbs and flows, and you know what, you got to give Frank, we just talked about Frank a little bit ago, give them credit. They compete very hard, and they make it difficult on you. There wasn't a lot of open ice out there tonight, and so I did think they had their chances, they had their momentum, but again, Kyle was there to stop it when he needed to.
Another one of those big moments is that 5-minute kill that was at the end of the first period, in through the second period, about 4.5 minutes worth of the second period. Not surprising in one sense, your penalty kill statistically has been great so far this season, but comes up big in a moment when you need it, like in a game like this, to protect that 1-0 lead. What has this penalty kill unit done that's made them so successful? And for those that have followed the team last year and years past, it's certainly a big jump up percentage from where it was a year ago, and they've been very effective.
You've got to get a lot of credit right away when you, and I don't think it was great tonight, but faceoffs, when you look at Owen Lindmark and you look at Horbach, one, they're two guys that did it last year. They're comfortable killing together. They're usually the first guys over the boards, and there is a high percentage of those draws, and that's a big part of penalty kill. If you can win that down, get it down the other side, you start to deflate that power play right away, because those power play goes, they don't like skating down 200 feet to just get it back in zone again. So give them credit, give Kyle credit. I think David Cilia and Matty St. DeFalle have done a good job as a second unit, but more than anything for me, it's buy-in on a penalty kill.
Yeah,
it's more so a mindset, guys that are okay blocking shots, and we've got a lot of guys in positions that'll do that right now.
Since you mentioned Kyle a couple times here tonight, and we mentioned that he got his fourth shutout of the season here, what did you think you had from what you had looked at the team in the past and knowing what was returning on the roster and watching whatever you watched on tape and studying the team? And what has he turned out to be? How does that compare to what you had? Because we were saying during broadcast, not that he was a bad goalie in the past, but these numbers and what he's been producing, how calm and in control he's looked is just amazing.
We had no idea.
Yeah.
So give, again, Kyle, and then I'll say our goaltender, our goaltending coach, Kevin Murdoch's done a great job. They've got a great relationship. But we didn't know what we had. We did know there was a history. Before last year, junior hockey, which is usually a pretty good predictor, he did very well in the USHL. He did very well in the North American League. And even college hockey up until last year, he had very solid stats, and that's all you can really go off of goaltenders.
Sure.
The one thing that really impressed me about him, and I said this to Mike after the game, when William Grammy got his first shutout, the first person off the bench to go and congratulate him was Kyle MacLellan. Mm-hmm. That shows me that there's no ego, there's no head. He just wants to see the team be successful, and he's happy for a guy that he competes with all the time.
Yeah.
And when I interviewed him after the game that time, he just said, yeah, we compete against each other, and it's done nothing except make us better.
Yeah, he's a great teammate, and another piece that goes into that when you bring up Grandma, he's a special kid. If you would watch him compete every single day in practice, and he's only played two games, and he's done a very good job in those two games, but he's got a lot of respect. When he's been in games, guys compete really hard in front of him. That's including a guy like Kyle, because he sees what he does every single day of practice.
So now you advance to play in the championship game tomorrow night against Northeastern, 7:30 face-off here. How different is Northeastern than what you faced here tonight, and what do you expect from that challenge?
Very well coached again, but two different teams. I think offensively they're very dangerous off the rush. I think they've got an extremely good power play.
Yeah.
Again, ties just like tonight. You got Coach Hastings with their head coach, just like it was Frank tonight. Him and Jerry Keefe go back a long ways. They coach the World Junior Championship together. And so tomorrow, when you bring up early in the conversation tonight on the first games back, it gets to be a little survival mode. Guys aren't still in shape yet,
right.
So you're going to see a little bit of that tomorrow. So I think our start's going to be extremely important.
So hopefully a fun atmosphere here where the crowd helps give them a little extra juice and motivation. What did you think of playing in five-serve form here?
It was awesome, and I actually brought it up before the game because, again, coming back and not being in great shape, when I saw the red coming out, I didn't know what to expect. It was a really good crowd,
yeah.
And we definitely do feed off that.
Todd, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on the win. Best of luck tomorrow night.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Thank That's you. Badgers Associate Head Coach Todd Cannott. Our postgame show continues here from Fiserv Forum. Badgers win it 3-0 over Air Force. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Back inside Fiserv Forum for our postgame show as the Badgers beat Air Force tonight 3-0 to advance to tomorrow night's championship game of the third annual Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. The Badgers advancing to that title game for the third time in the 3 years of this event. They will take on Northeastern. Northeastern a 3-2 victor, or 4-3 victor, excuse me, in overtime against Minnesota Duluth. But before we get to the scores and the highlights and much more on this postgame show, we need to get Ian's energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you.
Well, I was going to give it to Coach Cannott because I was inspired by how fast he ran up the stairs.
Wow, did he? All right.
Yeah, he was lightning quick for a guy who's 6'12" and got legs however long, but he did good. But no, I had to give it to Kyle McClellan because he was very motivational to watch him. I just got in a situation, to be honest with you, from my personal perspective, when the Badgers had the game hanging on the line at 1-0, there was a series of about four pad saves and one glove save where there was 9,000 people in front of him, and he still was able to snag the puck out of the air. In that one shift, I think he made four saves, and each and every one of them could have been a goal, but he was equal to the task, and you could just see everybody's spirit rise on the bench. He inspired them to play better.
I'm not sure, but 9,000 guys on the ice sure seems like too many men on the ice. Penalty should have been called there at that point in time.
No, we're in Milwaukee. They can't count.
Officially, they have Kyle McClellan down for 27 saves tonight as he provides the energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Looking at some scores, I mentioned the earlier contest tonight, 4-3 Northeastern of Victor in overtime as Jack Williams gets the hat trick for the Huskies, sending them to the championship game where they'll take on the Badgers here. 7:30 tomorrow night, puck drop at Fiserv Forum. So come on down here and check out the Badgers in Milwaukee, or make sure to tune in to us on the Varsity app if you can, wherever you are across the Badger radio network. Some other holiday tournaments, the Great Lakes Invitational going on at McInnis Ice Arena in Houghton, Michigan. Michigan State, who leads the Big Ten over the Badgers by a point, a 4-1 winner over Ferris State, while Alaska falls to host Michigan Tech 3-2 in overtime. By the way, the Spartans of Michigan State improving to 13-4-2 on the season. Light schedule here this evening in the College Hockey World. Some more games tomorrow in the World Juniors. The USA beating Switzerland by the count of 11-3. Badger Quinn Finley notches a goal. Isaac Howard out of Hudson, Wisconsin, and plays for Michigan State, also got a goal. And Jimmy Snugger, who plays for, I don't know, some school on the other side of the river, he scored 3 goals and got an assist. The Badgers play again tomorrow at 10 a.m. The Team USA plays again tomorrow at 10 a.m. They're now 2-0 at the World Juniors in Sweden.
Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Trivia question from Badger history.
Mm-hmm.
What former Badger hockey player played for Team Switzerland?
Oh, I should know this one.
I should.
It's not Baron Brückler or something.
Ed Liebler.
Oh, darn it. No,
nope. I take that back. He was Team Austria. My fault.
Okay. Oh, all those European countries.
Yeah,
they're all bled together, the hot chocolate, the mountains, the snow, whatever it is. Our post-game show will continue here from Fiserv Forum. We'll have our calls of the game and get you the stats as well and wrap things up and get us ready for tomorrow night's championship game between the Badgers and Northeastern. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger fans, be there when Wisconsin football returns to Camp Randall Stadium in the fall. Secure your season tickets today and be in the crowd when the Badgers take on Alabama, Oregon, and more big opponents at Camp Randall Stadium in 2024. For more information and to purchase Wisconsin football 2024 season tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
3-0 Badgers over Air Force in this semifinal of the third annual Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. Badgers advancing to tomorrow's title game. It was the Badgers getting on the board in the first with a couple more in the third period, and Kyle McClellan doing the rest for the Badgers here to send them to that championship game. Before we get to the stats and break it all down for you and get you ready for tomorrow night's championship game, let's get you those highlights from our calls of the game. Badgers dump it deep into the offensive zone. Will Starring will play it around the boards to the near side. Dexheimer holds it at the line, however. Got a man out front, tries to get around his defender on his forehand. Finds Tassie with a one-timer, and he scores! Simon Tassie, Badgers lead it 1-0. Starring has it just in front of the Badger bench. Let's a wrist shot go. It's deflected out front, and somehow McClellan found it just enough to get the pad on it and keep the momentum from carrying it over the goal line. Falcons get control of play to Starring at the blue line. He gets a pass into the middle and a long wrist shot sent on net by Will Gavin. And who else but Kyle McClellan was there yet again to deny him. Vorlicki has it on his backhand. Slides it below the goal line, but it's picked up by Costantino. Centering pass deflects off the stick of Scholes, and then a rebound was loose. And another big save by McClellan denying Parker Brown. Lucius with a pass through the blue paint, but it comes back to him on the near side. Oh. He snaps a shot. I think that caught some iron. And it'll go around the boards, come back to the high slot. Cilia with a wrist shot. He scores! David Cilia turns on the red light, and the Badgers double their lead. It's 2-0. Tipped out to center ice. D. St. Paul has it. Spins around to his forehand right at the center ice red line. Throws it deep into the offensive zone and put into the net by Cilia. His second of the night. The Badgers increase the lead to 4-0, putting the final nail in this coffin with just 5 seconds to go. They're headed to tomorrow night's championship game, where they will play Northeastern. A 4-3 winner in overtime against Minnesota Duluth in the semifinal earlier this afternoon here at Five Serve Forum. 27 saves for Kyle McClellan. For Simon Tassi, it was his sixth goal of the year. For Cilia, goals number 3 and 4 on the season. A power play empty net tally to close things out with just 5 seconds to go for the Badgers, sealing that 3-0 victory. Faceoffs tonight for the Badgers. They were 39 up, 25 down in the faceoff dot over Air Force. Air Force took 4 penalties for 8 minutes. The Badgers took 2 for 7, including that 5-minute major from William Whitelaw that they had to kill off. The Badgers getting credited with the only power play goal tonight, that empty net goal. So they go 1 for 4 on the man advantage. Air Force 0-4-2. The Badgers getting the job done here tonight after an 18-day layoff from their last game, and they'll advance for the third time in 3 years to the championship game. And as some players take the ice here for another late-night session at the Fiserv Forum for some hockey, we'll get Ian's thoughts on tomorrow night's championship game when we return here for one last segment of our post-game show. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Men's Hockey on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Where you commit to walking 3 miles or doing 30 minutes on a bike every day in December.
You know, that's good. That's a decent goal. I have that goal. You know how many days I've reached it in the last month? One. Obviously, exercise produces endorphins, and endorphins make us happy, and happy people don't kill their husbands.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown Radio, from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for News Talk and Sports, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. Locally Grown Radio, your home for News Talk and Sports from Rudolph to Nakusa, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. Your hometown News Talk and Sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defense?
aggressively tonight.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He had it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give
a. You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
For Ian Perrin, our producer Jason Jennings, and our entire Learfield team back in the Learfield studios back in Jefferson City, Missouri. We hope you'll be back with us tomorrow night when the Badgers take on Northeastern in the title game. 7 o'clock pregame show, 7:30 face-off. Good night from Fiserv Forum. You've been listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey presented by Learfield.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond, and by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden called the recently passed former U.S. Senator Herb Kohl one of the finest people he ever worked with. State Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler.
The only person that he was working for was you, the voter. It wasn't about special interests or about big money donors or anything else. He was there to do the work because he loved Wisconsin and he wanted to lift Wisconsin up.
Flags around Wisconsin are lowered to half staff until after Cole's funeral. He died Wednesday after a brief illness. Cole was 88. Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kirk Bangstedt is filing a petition with the Wisconsin Elections Commission to try and keep Donald Trump's name off Wisconsin's presidential ballots next year. The commission has already rejected the petition, though it is likely to end up in the courts. I'm Nate Buggyhout, Civic Media News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 20s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a little warmer. Highs in the upper 30s to near 40. Clouds return on Saturday, some flurries possible Saturday night. High upper 30s, Sunday mostly cloudy, mid 30s, and a touch breezy. Current temp is 30.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Tonight.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He had it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three.
Got it again.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
We are going to be hosting our winter games, and everyone's welcome to come out. It's a free event. If you go to our Facebook page, there may be a link that you may find a link to a pre-registration page, or you can register on site. But we're going to start off with, a simple gathering and prayer by Sandy Whitehawk. We're going to probably break up into groups. We'll have three different fields going inside in the sports dome, Brooklyn Park Sports Dome. It's larger than a football field, plenty of space. We have sticks that you can borrow if you don't have your own, no experience necessary. We'll have some coaches on site that can be doing simple skill drills. We're going to have youth-only games on one field. And we'll also have some modern stick goals and some modern sticks for those that want to try it out. And then on one of the fields, another big highlight is going to be in an adult tournament. It's a co-ed tournament. We have some folks traveling from out of town to come in, Bad River, Lower Sioux community, Fond du Lac community is going to be bringing, there's going to be some really fun players to watch, and even plus our own local talent is going to be really going for it all in the adult tournament. And that'll be a lot of fun. So encourage everyone to come out. It's 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. this Sunday, December 31st. Everyone's welcome at the Brooklyn Park Sports Dome. So that's just a little bit northwest out of downtown Minneapolis. And plenty of space. Come join us. Come have some fun.
Wow, that's exciting. And a great time if you have the winter blues to get inside and get out and run around and have have friends and camaraderie, and that's great. Haley, do you have any questions? I know see the stick right now.
I do. Well, I guess I don't know if I just haven't watched native lacrosse, but I have seen that Netflix movie. I think it's called Grizzlies. I don't know if you've seen it, but I think it's in Alaska. And that was a great movie, too. So if you haven't seen that, Grizzlies on Netflix. But where do you guys mainly play? How many do you guys host regular games throughout the year? And where do those take place usually?
Yeah, in the summertime, we are hosting. This last summer, we held two weekly games, one on Wednesday evenings and one on Sunday afternoons. And those are hosted usually around the core area. So we have different fields that we've used. Back in the day, we used good old Corcoran Park Field there in South Minneapolis, but we've also held games at South High, at the U of M, URW Field. Best place to find that information is on our Facebook page. And, we'll usually try to pick one spot for the summer each, like maybe a spring session, a fall session, and a summer session. This past winter, we've been playing here in Brooklyn at the Brooklyn Park Dome once a week, and then also in Savage. So really depends. Our players come from all over the metro, so it really depends where we'll be at.
So we can find that information on your Facebook page. Is that called Twin Cities Native Lacrosse?
That's right, Twin Cities Native Lacrosse.
Well, that's exciting. And I know I clicked on pictures over the years and seen a lot of my friends playing and former students playing with you over the years. It's just a great and athletic. And so people can get onto your Facebook and support you. I know it's an organization that needs support, like we all do. How can our listeners support you?
That's a great question. We're under an umbrella organization of Dream of Wild Health. So we will encourage those that would like to support us to navigate to the Dream of Wild Health website. There's an online link to donate. You can just leave a note on with your donation that it's for the lacrosse group. Otherwise, you can reach out to us through the Facebook page if you want to make a direct contribution through that means. Our tournament is being partially sponsored by both the Tawai Foundation and the Metropolitan Urban Indian Directors group, as well as the Seventh Generation Fund. So we welcome the support, and really we're a nonprofit organization. So that funding goes to our coaches, to our facilitators, and then to equipment and to the programming.
And you got always have some good swag too that you hand out to the players. I know I'm walking around. Matter of fact, I have a pair of your your long pants on right now.
That's great. That's pretty rare stuff. You can't just find that stuff anywhere. Yeah.
I lucked out, but you know, it doesn't hurt to beg, right, John?
Yeah.
Are you asking me to send you some swag, Robert? I got plenty of swag. I'll share it with you. Actually, for our tournament, we have a one of a kind free t-shirts that will going out to all the participants. It was designed by one of our youth players, and really excited about that. We have just amazing artists all through our community, and so we're really, really grateful that we have folks that want to support us like that.
John, is this all you do? Is this your the coach and the founder of Twin Cities Native Lacrosse?
No, thanks for asking.
I don't think I've ever asked you that. All the times we run into each other.
No, I've luckily I have a lot of coaches like the helpers for this tournament, Rossi Clem, Barry Wheelock, our youth, our younger player directors, Javier Heisler and Nina Polk are been fully organizing the tournament. I have had very little to do with organizing this tournament. I work a full-time job. I work for the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. And then I also coach high school lacrosse for Minneapolis. It's only with the help of volunteers and my family that I'm able to do this traditional game work. And there's many others through the state that are doing fantastic stuff with the traditional game. The Jackson brothers, Denton Vinny out of Lower Sioux, Thomas Howes of Fond du Lac, Jeremy Red Eagle in Sisseton, Joe and Victoria Goki out of Bad River. There's just wonderful people that are helping to have these games and these teams.
How did you get involved? Now, did you see this, or you always knew it as a young person, or did you play it?
Growing up, grew up here in St. Paul, Minneapolis. There was a counter narrative to all the urban struggles. The stuff that really caught my eyes were the stories of our athletes. Whether it was boxers mm-hmm. out of the Peacemaker Center, it was Emma Eastman running marathons, there were all these athletes really caught my attention. But I didn't get to even moccasin game at powwows. I didn't get to do moccasin game, but I was just really wanted to see. Get as many native games and native athletes. I just wanted to see that more. But my family didn't play traditional lacrosse, and I didn't know anybody in the community that did. But I knew that the game existed. I saw a lot of athletes, but I didn't see the game. And it wasn't until Dan Ninham. I grew up playing sports. I played modern stick lacrosse in high school and college. It wasn't until after college and beyond college that I met Dr. Dan Ninham, and he was the one that showed me the Ojibwe game. It was like a bolt of lightning. The second that I saw this game, I knew that our community need to be a part of that. And prior to that, there was the Lightning Stick Society, what was Faith Spotted Eagle and the Jackson brothers and their dad. The Lightning Stick Society was doing lacrosse in the outstate area in the Dakota communities at that time too. So they were really role models to me. So there were folks that were doing this game when I got started. Not a lot, but there were those before me.
That's exciting, and that's we're ending up this last segment with you. Let's talk about the event one more time before this segment ends.
Yep, this Sunday, inviting everybody out. You know, get the legs moving before the Vikings game, before your calendar year celebrations. Of course, we have our solstice, but yeah, come out for our winter games. We're going to be at the Brooklyn Park Sports Dome, and from starting at 12 noon to 6 p.m., we'll have food, we'll have free meal, we'll have free T-shirts, we'll have equipment to borrow, no experience necessary if you are a player or know a player, and it'll be some great competitive games for the adults and lots of fun games and mini games for the youth as well. So everyone, please come on out this Sunday, 12 to 6.
Wow, that's excellent. Haley, get those gym shorts on and get out there, and I'll bring my lawn chair out there and cheer you on.
Yeah, please do. I might be out there. Keep an eye out for me.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. When we know that my quad tendon and all that's bad, John, so I can't do this anymore. I have trouble round dancing now, you know, with my hips, my sacred hips. But hey, John, thank you so much for coming on. And, you know, let's stay in touch. And like you said, bring your young warriors on and talk about what they're doing and their college endeavors and how we can support them and support your great organization. I really appreciate you reaching out and really appreciate you being on. It's been a really long time since you've been on the show.
Thanks. It was great to be here.
Right on. All right. Well, hey, that was John and John Hunter, and he's coach and founder of Twin Cities Native Lacrosse. Up next, we got our friend Roya, and she'll be on talking about events and maybe a little bit about the play that she was last in. I don't know. It's always a great surprise to have Roya on. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Oik, and we'll be back after this short break. Ho-wa.
Stay with us.
As we gear up for the holiday season, let's prioritize the safety of our community, especially our cherished elders and loved ones. As you plan your holiday gatherings, remember, whether you're young or in good health, you could still unknowingly spread COVID-19. The key to a safer celebration is getting vaccinated. The newest vaccines are authorized, effective against current variants, and FDA approved for ages 6 months and up. So here's the call to action. Be a vaccinative. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Getting vaccinated before your holiday gatherings is a powerful way to ensure a safer and happier time for everyone. Let's honor our elders by preserving their wisdom and stories for generations to come. So be a vaccinative this holiday season. Find more information, including clinics with free vaccines, at vaccines.gov.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Unveil the captivating world of Native photography at the Minneapolis Institute of Art. Their new exhibit, In Our Hands, Native Photography 1890 to Now, turns the camera around and puts Native photographers in control, featuring hundreds of photographs captured by generations of First Nations, Métis, Inuit, and Native Americans. You'll view the world through their lens, revealing the beauty and complexity of Indigenous heritage. Don't miss this incredible experience. Visit In Our Hands at the Minneapolis Institute of Art now through January 14th. For more info, visit artsmia.org.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! That was a good one. I didn't think I heard Roya, though. Hey, welcome, Roya.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
How's it going?
Hey, hi, Robert. I kind of hate all my relatives out there. I was howling, but I had to mimic it because I'm here at the Minneapolis Institute of Art, and it's kind of like the library here. You can't make a lot of noise, so I hope you can hear me here. I can hear you clearly.
Yeah, we hear you good. We hear you good.
Good. And, you know, otherwise I'd have my earbuds, but they went kaput today, so.
Kaput? Is that a native tribe I haven't heard of? Yeah. Kaput?
Yeah, it's really great. This is a great exhibition here. It's going to be up for another couple of weeks. I'm actually a guide in the show. There's three of us that are native guides. We're on duty tonight and Sunday. So Thursday and Sundays, come out and see us. Plenty of public tours going on. It is a charge of about $20 if you are not native, but natives and elders get in free. You just have to let the box office know that.
Nice, nice. And tell our audience what are you still there? Yeah, you're there. What's going on and what's the exhibit all about?
Yeah, there's 162 objects, actually. Most all of our photography, there is a few like baskets and pottery as well to illustrate the photo of the artist that made those objects. And so this is something that's been in the works since 2020. Jill Allberg Yost, the Native American Arts of Native Arts of America curator, and Colleen Casey is a photography and contemporary art curator, and Jada Gray Eagle, who's an up and coming new curator, also participated in this show. So, and we've great support from Shakopee Mdewakanton Sioux community as well.
Wow, that's awesome. Talk
about Native Lens. I mean, it is Native photographers that are showing their work all the way back to, I think it's 1870.
Geez, I was just a youngin' back then.
Yeah. Yeah, come on and check it out.
Have you seen that one, Robert?
No, I haven't, but we've been advertising it here, and I definitely need to get down there. I'm still shaking off my COVID symptoms, so hopefully I'll feel a lot better tomorrow.
Wondering, Roya, do you know when the last day is for the In Our Hands exhibit out there at MIA? Yep.
I believe it's Sunday, January 14th. It's either the 12th or the 14th. I can't remember the number on the calendar, so. You too. We've got another great exhibition that's opening over in St. Paul, Art at 967 Payne. That's the actual address. It's Robert Desjarlais. He is Red Lake Ojibwe, and he's opening his latest exhibition. He hasn't been painting for a couple of years. He's been ill with cancer, but he's pretty recovered. And that's opening tomorrow night at 5 o'clock, 967 Payne Avenue in St. Paul. So you can go and check that out. I think it goes until about 9 o'clock. And then finally, we've got Peter Pan over at the Ordway, 345. I'm trying to remember the name of that little street there that's down by the Rice Park, but it's 345, I think it's Kellogg. Anyway, there's Ray Zaragoza, who is Tono Odom from Arizona, plays Tiger Lily, and Kenny Ramos, who is Barona Mission Indian from Southern California. He's also in the ensemble there. So you've got two Native actors in this latest edition or iteration of Peter Pan. It was they created the book by Larissa Fasthorse, so she really reimagined it. So there's some great stuff going on here in spite of the new year kind of intruding on everything.
Hey, speaking of which, Roya, let our our listeners know too that you have a radio show on KFAI and how people can listen to that too.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks. Tomorrow evening, 6 p.m. KFAI, Fresh Air Community Radio. That's 90.3 in Minneapolis or KFAI.org streaming for 1 hour, 6 to 7 p.m. And I'm going to do my best of for 2023. We're going to look at all the entertainment media and art news across Turtle Island and throughout Minnesota. And I'm going to give you a preview of what's coming up in 2024. There's a lot going on just in January and February locally here in the Twin Cities.
Wow, that's exciting. Hey, how are you feeling after, which I think was just an amazing play that you were just in, New Native Theater. You did a great job and had a lot of great lines and laughs. And my Hinu was in it, and for yes. Other friends of ours was in it. But how are you holding up after that?
Yeah, oh, pretty good. You know, I miss those folks. You know, she was Jaleesa sat right next to me in the dressing room. So there were like the five female or non-binary cast members sitting on one side of the dressing room, some other great actors there that we've talked about in the past. But yeah, I'm starting to recover. It's just more kind of nostalgic now, looking at it in the rearview mirror. So yeah, that was a great show. I appreciate your comments and your support. I know you came a couple of times one evening as well. So thank you for that. You know, there's talk about maybe taking it on the road to other parts of Indian country and also reboot next year at this time. So by that time, I think New Native Theater may have moved into its new digs at the Minneapolis Indian Center on Franklin Avenue.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. I can't wait for that because you guys deserve a home, and I think that'll be great to have New Native Theater. And there'll be other theater groups going in there, too. It'll be exciting to see the growth of Native Theater across the Twin Cities with that platform there at the Indian Center.
Yeah, just so much music and artistry and theater and just a lot of other sports. I know you just had John Hunter on. Yeah. The Olympics are coming up next summer in Paris. There's already a young man from Akwesasne in upstate New York who's on the Team USA, the under 17, I believe it is, international hockey tournament that's going on in, I forget if it's Sweden or Switzerland. There's a young woman who's a freestyle wrestler who's going to be trying to make the Olympic team. So just a lot going on in 2024. It's going to be great.
Wow, that is exciting. Wow, that's an update for us here at Native Roots Radio and our listeners. What else do you got, Royo, before we let you go? I know you're working right now, too.
Oh, no, that's okay. I wish I could go into the exhibit and just give you a little. You'll have to come. Be sure to ask for your elder ticket.
Yeah, no problem. I've been doing that since.
On her good looks there.
There you go.
Aww, well, thanks, Raya.
You know, like I said, everything's kind of winding down here for 2023. I know we've got the sobriety powwow, used to be the old Red Road powwow, and I'm not sure what else is going on this weekend. I know I'm going to take a little break, a little breather before I have to get back at it. I'm going to be sitting in front of the, I don't know whether I should report this or not, in front of that Vikings Packer game on Sunday night. So,
oh, geez.
I know.
Yeah.
Do we look forward to that?
I don't know. We're on all over Wisconsin, too, so I'm not going to get into that because I already got my tail between my legs after the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, Roya.
You feel better? Have a happy new year. I forget what calendar it is, Julian or Gregorian, but we all know we follow our own native traditions as well in our respective native nations and the ceremonies and the calendars that they follow as well.
Well, Roya, thanks for the update. Really, a great job as always. And I'll be seeing you soon. Maybe I'll see you Saturday, huh?
Yeah. I'll see you Saturday then.
Perfect. We'll do breakfast also.
Okay. That sounds good. All right. Good to see you, Haley.
Bye, Roya. Good to see you.
All right. Wow. Roya Taylor. I'm sorry. It's not Roya Taylor. It's Roya White Eagle. And really great to have her on. And wow, a lot of great reporting there. That was good to hear a lot of that stuff, Haley.
I know.
Chippewa. The White Eagle last name. It sounds so good, too.
Yeah.
I'm a little jealous.
Definitely. Hey, if you're listening.
Broadcasting. Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.